Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
Listeners, we're back with another installment of Dilling Hating Aaron's Guts.
Accurate, no.
But this week we are reviewing the film Gappa, the Triphibian Monster.
No.
Yes.
No?
You already watched it, so you might as well review it.
I wasted 90 minutes of my life.
That's not a waste. This is a great movie.
90 minutes of my life wasted.
Great movie.
I've basically seen this movie already.
Yeah, just like a couple weeks ago, right?
Like two.
Some alternate titles. The Japanese title.
There's a lot of them.
Directly translates to Gappa, the Colossal Beast.
Hot. Sorry.
The U.S. title is The Monster from a Prehistoric Planet, which is the version of the film we watched. That's the only version I have. Spain, The Monster That Threatens the World.
Oh my God.
France, my favorite title. Gappa, the descendant of Godzilla.
They just slap Godzilla on there, it'll make money.
Greece, Gappa, the monster of the sea. Pretty accurate. Philippines, just the Triphibian monster. And in West Germany, because that's back when Germany was still divided. Gappa, Frankenstein's flying monster.
Man, them Germans, they like their Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So a quick just making of this film. This film is a remake / ripoff of the British film Gorgo.
Ripoff.
Watching it this time, I'd say it's kind of a combination of Gorgo and King Kong. It was the only kaiju film ever made by the studio Nikatsu. Nikatsu had four other ideas for a giant monster movie before this that didn't get made, including one called Giant Monster Gigant, which was about a giant spider.
Cool.
One called Giant Squid Monster Archidius, which was obviously about a giant squid. One called Giant Monster Mamanra, a giant flying squirrel. And then one called Region Devil of the Seabed, a giant manta ray.
That's the coolest title.
Yes, Region Devil of the Seabed.
I would have liked to watch that movie.
That would have been cool.
Why was that movie not made?
Right?
This is the movie they decided to make?
I wanted to see the one about the giant flying squirrel. I mean, how do you pull that off?
Giant flying giant squirrel?
Flying what? Squirrel.
It's the most menacing thing I've ever heard of.
Oh my.
So cute, it'll kill you.
Film was shot, this movie was shot in about 40 days. So
impressive.
Got it in and out, right? Never got a theatrical release in the U.S. It was released on TV, on AIP TV in 1968. I couldn't find the box office numbers for this. It was released in Japan on April 22nd of 1967. Box office unknown. I looked really hard, and I couldn't find it.
He looked really hard.
I looked
really hard. By really hard, about 5 minutes, no?
Yeah.
Sorry if I sound congested. I've been sick.
Nobody cares about your problems, Dylan.
Well, I'll just leave then.
Okay.
He's like,
Okay. So I am going to play the trailer here, and then we'll come back on the other side. Dylan's going to read a short and sweet plot summary.
No, you're going to read the cast and crew first.
But I will read the cast and crew preceding that.
He's going to have some butchered names this week, guys.
I am going to butcher some names real good. But you know what? I apologize deeply. All right, so we're going to play the trailer, and we'll see you in a bit.
Today, modern man is preoccupied by the mysteries of outer space. Scientists are probing farther and farther away from Earth. And yet, here on this very world we live in, are hidden mysteries. Mysteries better left alone. For if they are disturbed, they could destroy the world. And now, an expedition goes to a strange South Sea island.
A forbidden jungle. To a
Forbidden Village. Breaking taboos that anger the gods.
Gappa! Gappa angry! Gappa! Gappa angry! Angry!
The Revenge of the Monsters!
Gappa!
Selfish whim of a magazine publisher.
In this park, I will have strange tropical animals.
Results in horrible destruction.
Kappa!
Nothing can stop them.
Kappa! The monsters can actually think. And in addition, they can communicate with others of their own species.
Wide terror. Coming soon.
Kappa! Kappa! Kappa!
Kappa! All right, we're back. Like I said, I'm going to butcher all of these names, so I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. This movie is directed by Hariyazu Noguchi, written by Iwoa Yamazaki, Ryuzo Nakashi, and Akira Watanabe, music by Sitaro Omari. Effects by Akira Watanabe, and starring Tomio Kawaji, Yoko Tamamoto, Yuji Okada, Koji Wada, Tetsuya Fuji, and Keisuke Inoue, maybe. I could not find who played
Gappas.
Any of the Gappas.
Gappas.
So, plural. I don't know. But what is the plot?
All right. When the greedy Mr. Funazu, president of a magazine company, sends an expedition to Obelisk Island, two of the expedition members stumble across a giant egg. From the egg hatches Gappa, a giant bird-slash-lizard hybrid creature. Despite the pleas of the locals, the expedition takes the monster away. As the locals fear, the two parents soon arise and wreak havoc on the village before moving on to Tokyo, where the baby has been taken. After rampaging through the city, they rescue their child, and the family flies off and leaves Japan in peace.
How emotional of an ending is that?
They teach us how to fly.
I just want to point out before we dive deep into this movie, I counted the number of times that Gappa and Angry were used in the same sentence.
Because Gappa Angry.
Gappa Angry.
Gappa. Gappa Angry.
Gappa No Angry. Gappa's angry. Kind of angry?
Gappa might be angry? I don't know.
No, Gappa and Angry were used in the same sentence. As I counted,
approximately 13 times.
13 times. Mostly by the little boy in the movie, but by several
people.
Who
has a serious case of blackface.
Yes. Blackface does make a triumphant return in this movie. And the little boy. I tell you what, they colored that little boy dark. Real dark. From head to toe.
He looks very dark.
But
he's an even chocolate coating all the way around.
You know, getting over the racist element of this movie. You know, this movie, we watched the AIP version, so it was a poor quality.
Oh, it's bad.
And the dubbing was not that good.
Oh, it's bad.
And I don't know if it's the film itself or just the quality of the movie. A lot of it was underlit.
Oh, bad.
Oh, yeah.
But You know, this movie is 90 minutes. It is very similar to... I'll say it's kind of a combination of King Kong and Gorgo. I'd say the first half is more of a King Kong ripoff, and then the second half becomes more of a kind of a Gorgo ripoff. Although I would say, I'll go ahead and say, I think it's a little more entertaining than Gorgo. I think the city destruction and the monster stuff is better executed than it was in Gorgo. And I think the characters are a little less dry than what the characters in Gorgo were.
It's okay.
It's okay. That's okay.
It's okay.
But no, we have a setup where these people are all in this boat and they were sent by this magazine, Playmate magazine owner.
Playmate
sounds like Playboy to me, but I don't know.
He's opening up a...
He's having an island attraction, like a kind like of, a it sounded like park. A Jurassic Park kind of thing
yeah,
to me.
Did.
But and these people go over there to scout out this island, and they find an egg in a cave.
An egg. Might I add, there are native people on this island, which includes the little boy in the movie,
yeah.
who has the serious case of blackface.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is it that all people that come to islands in all these movies automatically think the natives are cannibals?
No.
Yes.
It's like a given. It's, there's natives. Gotta be cannibals.
Why do they speak English?
Exactly.
They did say some comment the old man did about the Japanese coming back to the island. So maybe someone had been there before and taught them English. But that little boy speaks really good English. And the volcano
well,
is...
theoretically, he would have spoken Japanese.
Whatever, Japanese, whatever.
Japanese.
Doesn't matter. And the volcano is erupting the whole time they're on this island.
Yeah,
and
how are they not dying?
They're kind of like, eh, whatever. I mean, not like mild eruptions, like violent eruptions.
Like it's erupting.
Like
it's erupting.
That whole island would be surrounded by a cloud of deadly poisonous ash.
And
they'd all be dead.
And then that one ship came by.
They would have had some serious cases of pneumonia, ultramicroscopic silicovolcanic.
That one ship came by and was like, we need to save those people.
It's a disease you get from breathing in volcanic ash.
There is no volcanic ash on that island.
But that's all.
Pneumonia, ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis.
What the?
That aside.
It's a long.
It's like one of the. It's like
this
the
movie also is a little. Is a little sexist.
Just a wee.
We have the scene in the cave where the reporter and the photographer.
She's a little scared.
The woman in this movie who is a photographer, I don't remember her taking one picture.
She does not take any pictures.
She's carrying a camera around with her sometimes, but I don't remember her taking a single picture.
She doesn't do anything.
But the man is like, if you don't want to go in this cave, you should just go back home and get in the kitchen and
cook and
make diapers and clean dishes.
Marry an office worker.
Okay. I was like, wow, that would never fly today. And then, just giving way ahead, at the end of the movie, she's like, I just want to be an ordinary woman and marry an office worker and wash diapers. And I was like...
I quit my job because I want to be an ordinary.
And there's a lot of, like, romantic tension between her and two different people in the movie. And she ends up with neither of them.
She's just like,
can't say that. And she's...
She's not a hoe.
And she does not end up with either of them. I was kind of surprised.
She just walks off.
She just like... And walks off. I was like, wow. Savage. But anyway, so they get the baby Gappa after an earthquake causes it to hatch.
Baby Gappa.
Kind of like in the King Kong movie, they put it on the boat, on the tugboat, and they take it back. And,
similar to Gorgo as well.
Similar to
Except
Gorgo
no
as
one
well,
dies this time.
Because they take the baby and they want to open an attraction with it. But of course, Mama and Papa Gorgo are there.
Gappa. Mama and Papa
Gorgo.
Gappa.
Whatever. Nice.
Same movie. Mama and Papa Gappa are there, and the they egg, have anything to say about
the
it.
The egg hatched at 26 minutes.
It did. Baby,
we first
baby
see
Gappa shows up.
The excluding the scenes where we just see their eyes glowing underwater, the Gappas stick their head out of the water at 31 minutes. And then the Gappas, first they destroy the little island there, and the boy survives. A submarine is just randomly going by the island and picks up the little boy as a survivor.
Sure.
Okay.
And
then the adult Gappas attack their first city at the 50-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
Once the adult Gappas show up, this movie is almost nonstop, just monster action. I mean, we
and
have a
explosions
couple,
and pyro.
Couple of breaks to sit in a boardroom at one point, and a break to, you know, have an argument with the owner of the magazine to let Gappa go or whatever, baby Gappa go.
Yeah.
And but this movie shares a similar problem with Gorgo. I don't think it's to as bad as an effect, but in the second half of this movie, once they get back to mainland Japan, the characters of the movie really don't really
they're not important.
because most of the action involves the military. I mean, they try to do things to make them relevant, like, you know, they give them, like, conversations to have and stuff, but really they don't matter. They could just...
No.
They could just go away, which, like I said, is also a problem with Gorgo, but... And then, you know, once the Gorgos finally start destroying cities, I like this movie. There's a lot of, I'll call it runtime filler. Like, we have a... Like, when the jets attack the Gappas, literally the jets shoot at... That scene goes on for, like...
Forever. I will say the last, like, 30 minutes of this movie drags forever, because it's just a bunch of, like, pyro.
Pyro.
It's the best part. And then when they're in the lake and they're shooting at, like, shoot down for, like, 5 minutes.
Boom!
Shoot down for, like, 5 minutes straight, and then they show up in Tokyo and blow up some more stuff. Yeah, there's literally a scene where, like, for a solid 20 seconds, it's just one boat with just a bunch of explosions going off of.
And they blow up a bunch of crap in cities. I'm like, what?
And
I'm like, dang.
Not only, they also ripped off Godzilla, because I'd forgotten this, but both Gappas have, like, a blue heat ray like Godzilla.
Yes. Yeah.
That was funny.
Okay.
They are descendants from Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. According to the French title, they are descendants of Godzilla. Although it's a totally different studio. I don't know. I think this movie is pretty fun, though. I think
it's all right.
I think the characters are engaging to a point. I think it's kind of just funny to listen how many times they say Gappa angry.
Gappa angry. And
just the...
It's enjoyable in a... This movie's absolutely stupid kind of way.
The random insert subplot where the boss of the magazine has a daughter and...
Who now hates him.
And, well, there's a scene where... She's, like, getting dance lessons, and she's like, you need to get me a new mommy. My dance instructor would make me a good new mommy. I'm just like, what?
And then she hates her father because he won't let baby Kappa go.
He won't let baby Kappa go. And when I thought it was weird that when the, it's just a weird choice, random choice, when the adult Gappas show up on the shoreline, like, the mom has a, what I assume is the female Gappa, has a octopus in her mouth, and she carries it around for, like...
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Before she finally...
Until Tank starts shooting at him.
Tank shooting at him, and then she throws it down. And then, like, later in the movie, randomly, the guy's like, oh, they're really sensitive to sound. But they never really set that up, as far as I could see. But, you know, just minor nitpicks.
It's whatever. This movie's dumb.
Well, it's kind of dumb.
It is.
But it is, I think it is really kind of moving at the end when they, the child and the adult, the parents are reunited and they have to teach it to fly because it doesn't know how to fly. And it just kind of stares at its mom as she flies a circle around.
I didn't care.
Yeah, obviously didn't.
It was kind of heartwarming.
I kind of enjoy this movie, but.
It's okay.
It was
Summed
enjoyable.
Up thoughts. It's okay. No.
It's okay.
It was enjoyable.
I think it's fun.
I've seen worse movies.
But let's
I've seen worse movies so far for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into some creature design.
Creature design. Can I say Gappas look terrible?
Really?
I thought they looked
I didn't think they looked too bad.
I do not like the way they look.
I mean, they're a little weird because they just like people
it's,
in a suit.
It's Dollar Tree Rodan.
See, kind of.
It's Dollar Tree
standing
Rodan.
Standing straight
I
out
know
with
it is.
Light of eyes and these wings on their backs. But I don't know. I think it kind of works for them.
They're like half lizard, half dodo bird.
And they give the male, or well, again, what I assume is the male, has like a horn on top of his head, and the female, like, she has a horn, but it's more flat, so you can tell them apart. And then the baby, they kind of give it a fuzzy look to make it look
like
cute.
A baby?
Like a baby.
I don't know, I think they did a decent job.
You put it in the way, what was it, it's like Godzilla, Rodan, and the condor from the sea monster had a baby.
Yeah.
That's just exactly what it is, and it looks
and
terrible. It looks
out,
stupid.
That's how it's a descendant.
It looks like
Godzilla.
A giant bird lizard thing. That looks stupid.
That looks stupid.
It's Dollar Tree Rodan.
It looks alright.
It's not near as menacing.
It is not near as menacing as Rodan, but...
The wings are dumb looking. They're like bat wings.
The wings, they
but
do
not
flap
cool.
when they fly.
They do not flap when they fly.
Which is a problem with a lot of Godzilla movies, too.
Yeah.
They're just... And they just glide. But they have to flap to take off.
Yeah, they flap
that
them when they... Usually, they flap them when they take off.
Because that makes sense. You only have to flap them to take off.
Yeah.
Once you're in there, though, you glide forever.
Forever.
You don't fall.
It's whatever, Dylan.
It's casual.
It's whatever.
It's casual.
So we have mixed feelings on the Gappa look.
Yes.
Moving to effects.
Effects.
I think the model work in this movie is actually really good.
The model
good.
Work is actually pretty dang good.
The city
good.
Models are really impressive. They all crumble. There's a scene where like a statue towards the beginning, they blew it up. Or there's an earthquake and it falls down and it crumbles really well. all the city models, I think, look
all the city
good.
Models. Mm-hmm. All the models when there's water rushing into the models looks good.
Yeah.
Matting is terrible.
The matting with the water, like the tsunami, does not look good.
The matting of the people onto these locations on this island where they're like walking with backgrounds where there's like rocky terrain. Yeah. You can clearly tell it's...
They're just walking in front of a screen.
Walking in front of a screen. I mean, it's...
It's not the worst.
And the outline's
they're
not
matted bad. They're not... They're, it's not like they're matted just, bad
that's
onto
one of those
the image.
Things, like,
it's just like...
They
obvious.
They had a physical location because they filmed a lot of it on a physical location. Why not just go out in there and film it? I mean, maybe it was reshoots. I don't know. But, you know, it's just stuff like that. That's just like, why don't just go outside and film it? I mean, but...
It's more expensive.
It is, I guess. But,
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Is it? Because you got to take time to mat them onto the... I don't know. But anyway, the heat rays look fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
they
kind
look
of
all right.
animated. But I think the model planes and the model tanks both look really good.
All the model stuff looks really good, actually. That's probably the best part of this movie.
Yeah. It is by far the best part of this movie. Yep. So, yeah, you know, kudos to the special effects team. I think they did a good job.
Man, it's going
to
be a really short episode.
Yeah. Score.
Wow.
Pretty generic sci-fi movie score. I do like, the theme that plays when you see the baby Gappa, that little flute solo thing, and then they kind of turn it into an orchestral piece at the end when they're all reunited. I think it's kind of a moving piece. Pretty simple, but other than that, yeah, pretty generic.
Pretty generic score. I mean, it's all right.
But, Anyway. I guess it's time for some final thoughts on
Gappa, the Trifivian monster. Yeah, it's going to be a short episode. We're only sitting at like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. All right, Andrew.
All right, Andrew.
Well. Every time.
Every time.
Well. I think this movie is all right. The effects aren't that good, but the models are pretty good.
That's true.
And I like the Gappa look. It's all right.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
I'm going to give this a C.
A C, okay.
A C.
What do you think, Dylan? Mm-hmm.
This movie's rough. It's not rough. It's okay.
Is it rougher than Gorgo?
It's about the same for me. I don't remember what I gave Gorgo.
You gave Gorgo a C.
It's about the same. I mean, the story's all right. I mean, the characters are a little bit better, I guess. They have a little bit more to do in the beginning, I'd say, than the ones in Gorgo. But they fall off in the second half, like in Gorgo, for no reason. I mean, they're literally pointless. I don't like the way Gappa looks. I think he looks stupid. I'm sorry. I think he looks kind of dumb. Again, Dollar Tree Rodan. The effects are hit and miss. When it comes to model work, it's really good. It's some of the best model work we've seen in a while. As far as matting goes, that's really hit or miss. There's some decent matting where, I mean, like the people matted onto background shots looks fine, but you can tell that it's a background, which is okay, I guess. I'm just glad that there's not a huge blue outline of them.
Yeah.
So that's good. But like when the water's rushing over and they mat that, oh God, that looks terrible.
That is not good.
The score is all right. I mean, like you said, it's pretty generic for a 60s monster movie. It's whatever. Overall, I mean, the movie's all right. I'm going to go with Andrew. I'm going to give it a C.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I personally enjoyed this movie a decent amount. I think, like you've talked about, I think the model work is actually really impressive in this movie, and obviously that gives it a boost for me because I do love some good model work. I think the effects overall are pretty good other than a couple of bad matting shots. Like I said, I think the characters are a slight improvement over what we got in Gorgo.
Early.
I think they're a little more interesting and a little more maybe unintentionally entertaining. And like the comic relief guy.
Always obnoxious.
He's just kind of there to be goofy.
Always obnoxious.
And they don't fall off as bad in the second half as some other movies we've seen, but they are kind of pointless in the second half. But I like the monster. I didn't really feel any emotional attachment to Gorgo or the baby Gorgo, Ogre, in the last movie we watched, but I guess 2 weeks ago now. But in this one, I do kind of feel bad for baby Gappa, and I do kind of feel a little warm-hearted when they are reunited.
He seems to be treated a little more unfairly,
and,
baby Gappa.
Yeah, he had like he was electrocuted, and he had like this thing stuck on his head.
Yeah, we're mean to him.
And I even kind of felt sorry for him when he was trying to learn how to fly because he hadn't flown before. And they learned how to fly as a family. And they flew off as a family.
Beautiful.
It's kind of sweet. I think the little boy in this movie was more entertaining than Sean from Gorgo. Mm-hmm.
But that poor black face.
That black face. But
it's a little racist.
Gappa angry.
Gappa.
Gappa angry.
Angry.
Approximately
13
times in this movie.
13 times. But I don't know. I enjoy this movie. I enjoy it a little more than I did Gorgo. I'm going to give it a C+.
He's going to give it a C+.
C+.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
So I guess it's time for breaking news. Nothing really. Just more hearsay than anything. I read a leaked description of some footage of Godzilla vs. Kong, allegedly shown at the Russia CinemaCon. So I won't share any details here because I don't know if they're even accurate or if someone just made them up. But sure. Sounds insane. Like, insane.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or not at this point.
Probably not.
I mean, at this point, I accept, I know what this movie's going to be.
Ridiculous?
It's going to be ridiculous.
As long as it's better than King of the Monsters? As long as it's better than King of the Monsters?
As long as it is the... I mean, you know, I say that. I liked all the monster stuff in King of the Monsters.
Exactly.
The human stuff was just so bad.
But this is going to be mostly monster stuff.
I can't say that I expect the human stuff to be any better in this movie.
Probably not.
Maybe just, you know, less... I don't know. Maybe focus more on the monsters as characters and just, I don't know, just leave humans out. If the human stuff is going to be that bad, just leave it all together. Why do you even need it, right? But Kong, historically, they've been able to do a lot more as far as, like, making him a sympathetic monster and emoting and all that. And I think they can do a good job with maybe working with that.
Should be interesting.
So
I guess we'll find out in March.
About
6 months from now.
They haven't dropped a trailer yet. I expect we'll get one probably fairly soon.
November, December, maybe.
I was hoping they might drop it in front of Joker, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not.
But I was trying to think what Warner Brothers movie comes out. Because Joker is a Warner Brothers movie. So
it is.
So you never know.
Anyway,
that's really all the news I had this week. Next week, we'll be returning to Godzilla.
You'll be getting your Ultra Q and Ultraman series in pretty soon, and your Godzilla collection.
Yeah, the Ultraman comes in on...
The 15th, I think?
Is it October 15th? Or the 21st or something like
that? It's October.
Is it October?
Yeah, it's October. Ultra Q and Ultraman and the Godzilla Showa era from Criterion Collection both come out this month. The
Godzilla thing comes out October 29th. I saw someone posted a picture of it, holding it in their hand. I don't know who had it, but it's big.
It's a big box.
Big thing. Big box. So I'm like, I'm going to have to...
Put it in a place of honor.
Find somewhere. I told you I'm going to build a shrine to it. We're going to have lighted candles 24 hours a day.
Godzilla.
No, just kidding. But I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see it. Finally. I spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
Or actually, I am going to spend a lot of money on it. Because Amazon...
More than I would have.
Amazon does not take it out of your account until it ships.
Well, that's nice of them.
It's nice. It's really nice. And they give you the cheapest rate available from the time you hit pre-order to the time it ships. So
even if the day it ships, it says $170, if the cheapest it was $162.
If it's the cheapest it was from the time you hit the pre-order button to the time it ships was $162, even if that was 2 weeks before it ships, it'll still give you the $162 price.
That's nice.
Nice of you, Amazon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
You're a great man when it comes to online retailing.
He built a heck of a company.
But anyway.
Anyway.
That's all I had.
I guess so.
That's all I had.
Yeah. We are up on social media.
Yeah, post once a week every time we post about an episode.
He does.
We are at Stomp This Way on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah. If you want to, you can listen to us on pretty much every major podcatching service. Feel free to leave us a review on any platform, especially iTunes. Helps us out in the rankings. Helps us, attract more people.
And if you want to contact us with any specific questions and or comments, you can contact us at stompthisway1954@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. We also have a website where you can see our full schedule of events, as well as backlogged episodes, whatever news Aaron has found, previous grades for past reviewed films. Why don't you tell them where they can find that website, Andrew?
You can find it at www.stompthisway.podbean.com.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, don't forget to join us for Destroy All Monsters next week.
Be a better
it's
movie.
A big shebang.
It's a better movie.
Lots of monsters.
Better movie.
And as always, I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dylan. And we'll catch you in the next one.